Do you think your partner is a good driver? The answer is probably no, because 1 in 5 people say that their partner is a terrible driver.
Oh, yeah.
And only 33% of adults would say that their spouses are good drivers. That's it.
I would say that my wife is an adequate driver. I would say that in some ways she's a much better driver than I am, or probably a more relaxing driver for some. But in other ways, for me, it's not good. Like, I feel like when you get in somebody else's car, like, automatically it just feels differently. And you're hyper aware when it's your partner, and it's usually not good.
Raven, producer Julie, I think that that's common. But I thought I had to ask my husband, because I consider myself an excellent driver.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that he agreed with me.
Am I the best driver that you've ever met in your life?
Best driver in my life that I've met? No.
Why? I'm really good at it.
I didn't say you weren't good at driving. I just said you're not the best driver that I've ever met in my life.
Well, who's better?
People.
What's, like, the one thing I could work on? You can say nothing, because I understand if that's what you say.
You're a left lane rider.
Because that's where the cool people hang out in the lane.
Who isn't, right? Right,
on the highway? What? Or
on the highway.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. I always do that.
I don't know if you meant, like, you were always to the left of the lane that
you were in, right?
Because some people are like that, too. They ride one line or whatever.
No, I'm always in the left lane on highways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the fast lane. That's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I have good control. I'm an excellent driver. And look, if you listen to him, honestly, he doesn't disagree.
And he can't come up with anybody else who's better. He just says people.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, he sounds a little bit terrified, too, at the same time. I asked my wife. She had a strong opinion.
Top three things that are wrong with my driving.
All of it.
No, top three.
Okay. You drive too fast, you follow too close, and you don't pay attention.
An example.
An example. You're mad because I spit it out so quickly. Now you need an example? I mean, look at your car.
That's not nice.
It's true.
Not nice.
Your car is a mess.
Yeah, it
is. It's banged up everywhere.
I used to have nice cars at one point in my life, and now I don't. Now I'm that person.
Because you hit curbs and you make excuses like it's the curb's fault. It exists.
The last time I hit a pole inside a parking garage, that's what I did.
It was a standstill object that you hit.
Oh, thanks, Julie, for bringing that back up.
Julie, you asked your boyfriend, Aaron.
Yep. Why do I hate the way you drive? Hate is a strong word. I think I dislike it so much because you don't pay attention. You know, all the time you're either creeping up on someone, you're following too close, you're not looking ahead, you're doing something else, and then you gotta slam on the brakes or something. And I don't know, it makes me anxious. It just makes me anxious when you're not paying attention and you're doing other stuff and you're not trying to predict everything.
I mean, as much as he's talking, he's terrified of you.
Yeah. Right.
He's terrified of offending you in that statement.
I don't agree with any of it.
Really?
I'm on it all the time.
Yeah.
Then
you know,
continues.
You're the best driver.
He continues.
Oh, he kept going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're quick to anger. Oh. You gotta just take a breath, move on. Listen, I get road rage, too. But, you know, a lot of the times you just gotta take a breath and react and just do your thing.
He's wrong again. I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I mean, totally relaxed.
What I think we've discussed here is that we've all agreed that Raven is a terrible driver.
No.
But Julie, you and I are fantastic.
Yeah. That's really what we got from this.
Yes.
I thought we were going to go with delusional partners.
Oh.
This is no team. Okay.